I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, May 31st, 2020. At number 10 on our list of listener top stories, the Carroll Police Department is investigating a hit-and-run at an auto dealership here in Carroll. That's Wittrock Motors on Highway 30 West. The accident was believed to have occurred between Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. Authorities believe the car in question will likely have front-end damage. At number 9, a Coon Rapids woman was killed in a two-vehicle accident last weekend near Guthrie Center. That was 88-year-old Mary Mingus, again, of Coon Rapids. Number 8, a Coon Rapids man has been charged with harassment and stalking following a May 15th incident. That individual, Caleb Wiles, was charged after he trapped another man inside of his car and threatened him repeatedly, causing the man to fear for his life. And number 7, several local aquatic centers have announced they will remain closed for the 2020 season. That's Lake City, Glidden, and Coon Rapids going to be closed for the 2020 summer. Some other area pools looking at some different options, but again, it's kind of up in the air and very fluid at this point. All of them waiting on Governor Reynolds to make that a little bit more clear for them. At number 5, the name Danes has now been tied to two murder cases in the last 6 years. A Carroll man was charged in Sioux City for murdering a previous individual, and then that happens to turn out that his wife, Erica Marlise Haberberger Danes, was tied to a double homicide in Crawford County from 2014. At number 5, a Carroll man charged with unemployment fraud has been granted a deferred judgment. Last year, Andrew Shrouth was charged with fraudulent practice after claiming more than $7,000 in unemployment benefits. He reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and was placed on probation for 3 years. Court records will be expunged following the completion of that probation. At number 4, of attendees and host of an underage drinking party do face charges. More than 20 people charged in that incident last week here in the area. At number 3, the Sac County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal ATV accident earlier this month. On May 18th, 21-year-old Kelly Leon Robinson of Sac City was traveling on a road near Haggie Park and struck a tree, tossing 17-year-old Ryan Michael Stevens from the ATV. He was later transported to a hospital and died of his injuries. At number 2, 3 have been charged following an underage party in Carroll last weekend. And then finally, our top story from the past week was a Carroll man who was killed in an accident early Saturday morning near Coon Rapids. That was 21-year-old Talon Bider. His services were held this weekend. And that wraps up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.